and welcome, folks. You got to forgive me today. Yeah, I've been a little low on the Cofix, and I'm getting a new order in, and I'm fighting a bit of a cold, and you see the voice is a little rough. I'm hoping it'll come back maybe as the show goes on, but we're here. We're here, and we're going to keep going, keep spreading excellence, well, or at least mediocrity, but we're going to spread our mediocrity far and wide and share some good information. So I want to start out here, and I want to talk about a really critical issue. Is there a war in America, and what can we do about it? So let's start out with this. Are we under attack? Is our way of life under attack? Is our freedom under attack? I don't think there's any question that it is. But the real thing that we got to look at is how much of it is from within, right? How much of this fight is from within? And a lot of it. That's the answer. A lot of it. We've got just a massive amount of problems, but coming from the inside. Now, are we being manipulated from the outside? Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think there's any question. You know, you've got all these globalists, all these CCP guys, all these different countries, all these enemies of America, and they're all hitting us from a lot of directions. You know, whether it's COVID, whether it's the economy, whether it's just military operations, invasion through the southern border, trafficking, it's just everywhere, right? Everywhere you look. You see a lot of the push to end free speech in America is coming from outside. But coming from outside, they can't do anything. It can only do it if they can manipulate us inside. And that's what's happening, right? So to get to the heads of the snake, we got to get outside of the country. But the reality is, although some of them do live here in the U.S., but the reality is that none of this happens without the corruption. Now, we've talked a lot about, you know, what happened with Missouri House Bill 1169. All it did was provide informed consent, created exemptions for farmers, yet the lobbyists were meeting with the reps right up to the day of the vote. The reps would not take phone calls from We the People. Now, they would meet with the lobbyists, but they weren't answering their phones to hear what We the People think. Consider that. And I hope you're still calling them. But the thing about this is that We the People are now going to have to fight to take our country back from corruption. Our elected officials have sold us out, right and left, that we're completely sold out. We can't count on them. From the president on down. Yeah, this is really it's a shocking situation. And as we look today, you know, we can see in the headlines. Headline, ex-CIA chief spills on how he got the spies to write the false Hunter Biden laptop letter to help Biden. He admits that Antony Blinken played a central role in the cover-up. Merrick Garland is influencing the IRS. Folks, these are the leaders of our executive branch of the government, and Congress is no better. Our government is at war with us. And if you think the Republican Party's clean, I got news for you. Neither party's clean. Neither party's clean. We've got some real good Republicans. But we also have the Mitch McConnells that need to go. Let me ask you this. If we were under attack, if a country wanted to destabilize our nation to get ready for an invasion or a military war, what would be different than what's happening now? We have violence on the streets. We're not arresting or prosecuting criminals. We have an entirely open southern border where military-aged men from China are streaming across, where Iraqi soldiers are streaming across, where drugs and child trafficking is just running crazy. We have an energy supply that's under attack, whether it's the substations being shot up, whether it's legislation barring most of the energy producing facilities we have, like the coal-fired power plants, trying to push electric cars while destroying our energy production capabilities. I mean, the energy's completely under attack. The food supply, I mean, they keep killing animals, destroying food supply, whether it be production, whether it be processing, whether it be farms. You know, I mean, it's happening on a massive scale. Our industrial base is destroyed. We can't mine anything. What aspect of our country is not under attack? And now we see the push for CBDC and to destroy our dollar. Folks, if you wanted to put a plan in place to destabilize and destroy America, what would you do different than what's happening now? The answer is nothing. They're destroying American families, American culture, the American way of life. If you speak out, you're attacked. They're trying to censor us, trying to make sure nobody knows what's happening. Folks, what would be different if a country was actively pursuing a war against America than what's going on now? The answer should be clear. How is this happening, though? I mean, because it's not happening as a result of Biden just making some policy errors. You know, this, maybe you should look at this instead of that. No. This is consistent. Every policy, every law, everything is doing the same thing. Everything they're doing from top to bottom. And when we try and pass state laws like a transparency bill that would provide informed consent on food, they say that's not happening. And we say, well, why don't you pass the bill then? Oh, that's conspiracy theory, but we're not going to pass the bill. Of course, it's a conspiracy theory, but it's a correct conspiracy theory. We are under attack. And the question is, are we going to tolerate it? Now, this is not a physical attack. This is not a kinetic war. You know, General Flynn talks about 5G warfare in his book. This is not a kinetic war. Nobody's shooting at us other than the crazies on the streets and the mass shooter trans people. This is a war to destroy and destabilize our nation that may or may not at some point be followed up with military action. What we've got to do, folks, is we've got to stop that. We don't meet it with guns in the street. We meet it by standing together and demanding our representatives and our elected officials represent us. We stand together. We fight as Americans. House Bill 1169 did not pass through committee, but House Bill 1169 was wildly successful. We have millions of Americans who are aware of what's going on with the food supply. Do you know how many people called and got active in Missouri? I can't even tell you, folks. It was amazing. It was incredible. Do you know how many states are now sponsoring bills or going to be sponsoring bills like 1169 in their states? Folks, that is victory. But that happened because you got active. You made the phone calls. You sent the emails. You stood. You shared my Twitter. You shared my Truth Social. You shared my Substack. You helped get McCullough's words out. You helped get J.D. Rucker's from Liberty Daily. You helped get all of these guys who are working so hard to get the word out. Steve Deasy helped. Daniel Horowitz helped. All of these freedom fighters who are working around the clock to promote freedom. It had a huge impact. We're going to end up passing House Bill 1169. So whether it's in Missouri or elsewhere, it's going to happen. That's going to sweep across the country. You're going to get informed consent in your food. It's going to happen, and we'll keep fighting until it does. I'm very eager to see Trump or DeSantis take a position on this. I want to know why, if DeSantis is going to push this bill down in Florida. He ought to put it the right way, an informed consent bill. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There's a few states where they're getting a lot of pressure, where they're looking at putting out crap bills so that they can say it's passed that won't work. You can't ban mRNA. You've got to ban gene therapy. You've got to make sure that there's informed consent on any medical intervention or gene therapy or genetically manipulating object in your food. It can't be mRNA or it won't work because all they'll do is call it something else. I'm interested to see DeSantis right now as an opportunity to really show himself as one of the key real leaders in this. I'm interested to see where he is. Trump's got an opportunity to come out and say, hey, informed consent, something everybody can get behind. I support it. We need to pass a bill. I'm looking for these leaders to do it. We need to hear this. If you're not supporting informed consent, you're a waste. You're a waste. So we, the people, need to demand it. Now, I'm sure that the Donald will support it, and I can't imagine DeSantis not supporting it. I need a statement from him. Let's hear him go. Let's ask him. Let's ask him to go on record. Let's ask him, hey, guys, can you support informed consent in the food supply? No gene altering, no medical intervention, no anything anywhere without informed consent ahead of time. And fully informed consent, including adverse events of special interest, not just side effects. You can pass this bill in one paragraph, folks. And guess what? I'm talking to some sponsors about possibly putting forward a one paragraph bill. One paragraph. We can keep the food supply safe. Think about that. This is an easy bill and it's hard to oppose. So we're going to push this. And don't let these liars at the U.S. Cattlemen Beef Association and some of these others, don't let them lie to you about this. Doesn't matter whether they say, oh, it's not licensed in the U.S. yet. That doesn't matter. If you say it's not happening, and if it's not going to happen, you should be in favor of this bill because then nobody will doubt your product. So I'm not playing that game. We win this argument if people hear it. All we got to do is make sure everybody hears it. I need millions of people to hear what I'm saying because you tell me, how are you going to win that argument? They say, well, it's not happening. I say, okay, then you should be in favor of the bill because it'll remove any doubt people will support your product. How do you win that argument? You don't. I want it. It's over. So, folks, we've got to get the word out, right? Because I'm a nobody. But the more we get the word out, the better it is. I need 100 million Americans using this argument. Say, I demand to know what's in my food and my topical products. By the way, you know that they're looking at putting this stuff in topical products? Research is being done to put this in non-food products. It can be potentially absorbed through the skin. We don't know where all it's going, but any product that's going to affect my genetics, I should have informed consent on ahead of time. I should have every single risk and benefit should be disclosed to me. Every reasonably expected risk and benefit. It's just that simple. We can win CBDC. We got to get the word out. We can win all these different things. Folks, one of the things that was really, really has me energized and excited about 1169 is, first of all, it's not dead in Missouri. They can say that it is, but we've got some real interesting conversations going on behind the scenes. The other thing that you got to know is, like I said, this will pass. Not sure where it's going to pass first, but I think it's going to pass if and only if we stay active. If it keeps getting millions of views when we post about it, if we keep sharing it. And I'm going to tell you, it's not enough to hit like, you've got to hit reshare. You've got to forward it. You've got to share it in your text messages. You've got to put it on Facebook. You've got to put it everywhere. Everybody's got to talk about this. Okay. I don't need you. You ask me what you can do. I'm trying to tell you all what you can do. I need you to get active. If you listen to this show, I'm going to tell you where we got to be active. Right now, we got to be active in the food supply and CDBC. Those two issues are the top. There's nothing else in this country that's going to do more damage to our freedom and our future than those two issues. Now, the election is right there. But if we can stop those two, it's going to screw with their plans on the election. I got a money trail on this that breaks it down. By the way, I am working on election stuff too. I can't say what I'm doing, but I'm doing stuff. This is stuff that's kind of behind the scenes, but I do want y'all to know I'm fighting on the election stuff. And if I can get someone to commit to doing right on these vaccines, if I can get someone to commit to doing right on CBDC, if I can get someone to commit to doing right by our country across the board, I'm going to work my tail off to get them elected. I'm very excited about it. Now, you know, obviously to this point, you know, my first choice has been the Donald, and that remains the case. You know, I think he's a tried and true guy. He's a good guy, but I'm eager to see what Bobby has to say. I'm eager to see whether or not Trump's going to come around on the vaccines. Cause I don't know who I'm voting for. If Trump's still pro-vax, if election time rolls around, and I'll tell you in the primary season, there's no question I'm supporting Bobby on the Democrat side. And I can do that because I'm no more Republican. I voted in the Republican primaries last election. It's the first time I've ever voted as a Republican or a Democrat. I haven't decided where I'm going to go this time. Don't really care. I have no loyalty to the Republican Party because they've got no loyalty to me. I've got loyalty to individuals in the Republican Party. And if you've got my loyalty, you got it forever. Or until you ruin it. But my loyalty is to God, family, country. That's what I'm fighting for. That's what we need. We need to build up people who are going to fight for God, family, country. And I don't care who you are, what you're doing. If you're Mitch McConnell, you're no better than Nancy Pelosi. You need to be gone. If you're pro-America, if you're America first, if you're God, family, country, and willing to fight, you're my person. We, the people, got to make sure that message is getting around. We got to quit letting them play us against each other, quit letting them play games with us, and start fighting together. Go to TomRens.com. Help us get this message out. Share my Substack. You know, we need funding, so please give the give, send, go. If you pay for the Substack's free, but if you pay for it, well, that goes to the fight. If you buy from our sponsors, if you go to BH-PM and buy some gold so you don't lose everything when their currency collapses, we'll tell them Ren sent you. Guess what? It helps me fund the fight. Support our sponsors so that we can continue fighting for you. We'll be right back.
A couple years ago, when they decided to lock us down in our houses, I decided to fight. I started fighting then, and I've continued fighting till now. I represent little people. Sometimes I represent big people now. But most of my clients can't afford to pay. We've fundraised. We've fought. We don't have backers like George Soros, but the people we're fighting do. We need your help now. I need to raise money, and I don't want to charge all of my clients full price. I want to be able to help people for free. So to do that, I need your help. Now, God's blessed me. I've had a lot of people giving me money and giving me donations, but we needed to do more. So what I've done is I've created TomRens.com. On TomRens.com, we have a bunch of different things. We're going to try and sell and partner with Patriot Partners to sell their goods, to sell their items. What I can tell you is if you're not a Patriot, I'm not going to partner with you. If you're going to buy something, buy it from TomRens.com. We're partnering with Lindell. We're going to be selling precious metals. We're going to be selling a bunch of different things. Most importantly, if you can, sign up for our Substack. We really need to grow the Substack. If you'll subscribe to my Substack, every dime that I get from that goes back into the fight. The more money I make, the more lawyers I can fund, the more I can fight. The more I can sue people like Anthony Fauci, the more I can sue people who are profiting off the suffering of Americans. We want to fight for border security. We want to fight for election integrity. We want to fight against COVID tyranny and health freedom. We want to fight for a free America. We want to make America great again. It's only going to happen if we, the people, come forward and fight. We need your help to do that. I'll keep fighting, but I need your backing. If you're going to buy from us. Go to TomRens.com. That's TomRens.com. TomRenz.com. Please support us on our Substack. We're going to put out as many stories and as many articles as we can. We're going to try and keep you informed. We're going to try and make sure you know what's going on. And we thank you so, so much for your support. I never thought I'd be a guy who was going to be pushing gold. I always thought, really? You don't think our currency is going to be good? I mean, that just seems a bit far-fetched. Well, the Fed is currently experimenting with digital currencies. They're currently experimenting with dollars being gone, computer-controlled currency. Never thought I'd be this guy, but I'm buying gold. I need it. I'm buying precious metals. I got to keep my family safe. Never thought I'd be able to recommend it. I won't recommend something I can't recommend in good faith. And honestly, it's probably time that if you can do it, you get some gold. If you're willing, if you're capable, if you're going to buy some gold, I need to ask, please buy it through TomRens.com and our partner, bh-pm.com. That's Andrew Cercini. He does a show with me with Clay Clark and General Flynn. Good guy. Met him. He's got a wonderful family. Good guy. Can't say enough positive about the man. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from him. The commission that we get off of it, it goes to the fight. Everything I get goes to the fight. So please support us and supporting you. Support us and fighting for you. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from Cercini. Buy it with us. We've partnered with two great patriots, Mike Lindell and Eric Napudi. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, really needs no introduction. If you don't know who Mike Lindell is, well, you've been under a rock for quite some time. He sells awesome things. I love MyPillow. Most importantly, I love the dog bed, because then when my wife throws me out, I've got somewhere to sleep. And it's comfy, right? Okay, no, I'm kidding. But I do love Mike, and I do love his products. If you're going to buy them from TomRens.com. Please, we need support there. We need your help there. And any money that we make goes into the fight. I don't want to have to charge my clients lawyer fees. Most of them can't afford it. We want to fight for real people. We can't fight for real people if they can't afford us. So we always try and find ways to do things. Now, it's important that we support these big fights. Some of these big fights, they cost millions of dollars. We funded as much of it as we can through donations and through our own pockets. So now we're looking to do other things to try and fund these fights. Regular Americans can't afford to fund this like Soros can. So buy MyPillow products through TomRens.com. Also, we've got Dr. Eric Napudi. Dr. Eric Napudi is a great friend to me. Dr. Napudi stood against the federal government when anybody else on the planet would have ran. They sued him for $500 billion for promoting vitamin D and zinc during the pandemic. He gave away, I think, 2 million doses just to try and help people. And what did our government do? They sued him. We're selling his products. I hope you'll buy them. If you buy them through TomRens.com, we get a little bit of income, and it supports a great patriot, Dr. Eric Napudi. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all the prayers, and please support us at TomRens.com.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken Tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. People actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America Tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America Tour, we've had Mel Kay, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, we'll play Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay, we want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price, and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.